Hey, Coach, with Engham out and Page not available, do you anticipate going primarily with a five-man rotation as you've done in the past, for example, when Case McCarthy was injured in the postseason?
We plan on playing all 60. That's the mindset going in. Things change over the course of the game, but no, we have 60 that are healthy and available, and we expect all six to play.
Devorah, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. So obviously, the last time you faced UMass was in December. And just can you talk a little bit about what has changed with the team since the last time you faced your opponent this Saturday?
Our team or their team?
Your team.
Our team. Yeah, we've been much better since that was first half of the year. I think the first game here we got shut out. We did not play very well. We responded pretty well up there. I think it was the last game before our break. I thought we played well. I think it was a Wednesday night there. I just think we're playing much more of a consistent overall game, our team. We've gotten better defensively. We're just playing better in all three zones, more connected that way. So yeah, that's probably the biggest difference for us. We're just a little bit more consistent than we were early on.
Rick, go ahead.
All right, let's do the flip side then. What have you seen different from UMass? I assume you watched last night's game.
Yeah, I watched last night's game was kind of not a low event game both ways. Just didn't seem like there was a lot of scoring chances either way. The three goals were scored within a 2.5 minute stretch there. I watched them play against Maine over the weekend, and they were excellent. UMass, I thought, outplayed Maine both games. They have their top two lines are very good. They can score. They have D that are active offensively, so they're playing very well. Defensively, they don't let you get to their net. They do a real good job of keeping you to the outside. Their goaltender's playing very well, so they're clicking on all cylinders right now. I only think they have maybe one or two losses in their last, wherever it is, 12, 13, 14 games. So, they're feeling good right now. So we got to make sure that, we're at our best on Saturday.
Andrew, go ahead.
There we go. Have you ever seen a matchup of this size in the college game in net? I mean, Hrabal's about 6'7", your guys about 6'5", and does that portend to the future of the position in the sport?
Yeah, I can't really think of a game that I guess had two goalies of this stature. It does seem like that's the way of the goaltender nowadays, is they're a lot bigger than they used to be. Not to say that there's not still room for guys that are undersized as a goaltender, or at least in this day and age, that still can't be effective. But it does seem to be that trending in that way for a while now, where the goalies are getting bigger. And yeah, there's no question this matchup is you got two big goalies in the net, and both playing very well.
Devorah, go ahead.
So Quinn Hudson and both Coles obviously have been playing phenomenally, and they were both given, or all three of them were given, Hockey East awards this week. Can you just talk a little bit about what their impact has been on this team and just their game in general?
Yeah, I'll start with Quinn. I mean, he's been one of our leading scorers the last 3 years, especially from a goal scoring standpoint. I think he had, I forget what it was, his freshman year, 15 or 16. He had 18 last year. Now, credit to him, he hit the 20 goal mark the other night. So he's been a very productive player for us over the last 3 years, and he's really rounded out the rest of his game too. He's a much better defensive player. I think he's over plus 20, so that's something. And he gets, his line with Green and Harvey, they get a lot of tough matchups too. So it's not like they're not playing against the other team's top line. So it shows his development in that area. And I think he's leading the country in points per game. That's not easy to do. So he's just been getting better and better every year, and it's really paying off for him this year. And he's been a huge part of our success that we've had the last 2 years. And then the two freshmen, Cole on the back end, Cole Hudson. He's continuing to grow his game since the start of the year. Thought a little bit more inconsistent early on. He's been real good for us down the stretch here. He can control the game when he has the puck on his stick. Every time he has it, you think he's going to make some sort of high-end play, which most of the time he does. He defends really hard. He's physical. He just has such an impact on the game. He can control the game from the back end. So he's been real good for us. And then Yzerman, obviously, I think everyone knows the gift he has at scoring goals. He got his 20th the other night, but he's really, really playing well right now, playing his best hockey of the year for us. And I go back to the UConn game where he didn't score a goal. That game, he had some scoring chances. Puck didn't go in the net for him, but he had an impact on the game from a physicality standpoint, forechecking standpoint, really good defensively. So he's really rounding out his overall game. And again, when you have a guy like that can score at any moment, it certainly can help your team.